Deeper Rituals. Written and read by Fresney. Fandom Sherlock BBC. Warnings for Omegaverse. Part of the Variations on an Equation series. In the year of the falling star, the lady's mother dipped her labrys into the red blood of poppies. The taste of it was sweet. Her mother made the first cut with her labrys. This was the first cut, and was as shallow as the long shore. She had been born without a name. Now her first heat had passed, and she had proved worthy of the title lady. Had she fallen to rut, or been barren of blood, her mother would have made a different cut this night. The moon rose horned in the sky. The Omega upon the altar cried out for the tangled knot. The Alpha struggled at his bonds, his phallus strong as a cedar upon the hill, and red-tipped for the sacred rut, his eyes blown in the blood of poppies. The Lady oiled the Alpha and moved astride him, maiden no more. She took his phallus red-crowned as a poppy into herself, and she rode him until sweat poured from them, both to the glory of the goddess beneath, who all dread. Nameless, she laughed as she took his knot. She laughed, for it hurt as a scourge. She took his seed into herself, as the barren earth takes the seed, as the earth takes the ashes of the dead, for it was not her time, and nothing would come of it. She would see to it nothing ever came of it. She laughed as her mother gave her the labrys, and she made her deep cut. The blood of the Alpha tasted of copper and felt like warm rain. She took her title. She was the lady. Her mother placed a crown of poppies upon her brow, and it was good. Her mother had not expected the next cut, but the Lady of Shadows laughed as she made it, and her mother fell like so much chaff. The acolytes pulled back from her, but it was a sign that she had made the right choice, when the goddess beneath, who all dread, rumbled, and the temple fell in on itself as she left. The lady went down to Knossos. The people of Knossos admitted her to the city, for she could not be denied. This occurred in the year of the falling star. In the year that the goddess in the sea argued with the goddess in the volcano, the lady had been long in Knossos. Even the queen of the labyrinth could not gainsay her. The bull-leaper gainsayed her. She said, "If the gods are displeased with me for speaking against the deeper rituals, then they will strike me down as I leap over the bulls." Bull-leaper had been granted a full measure of pride and wit by the goddess that she worshipped, the Earthshaker, who died each year to rise again in the spring. She went into the arena and leapt over the bulls, and thrilled all the people as she tumbled, but did not fall. She knew always they wanted to see her fall. Danger Lover, the star scryer who shared rooms with her above the baker's quarter, cautioned her with a calming hand to her shoulder. Bull-leaper cast a wry look to that hand and said, "You did not even know of the lady's deeper rituals until I told you of her. Now you warn me against her." Danger Lover did not take offense at this. She kept her hand on her friend's shoulder. As Bull-leaper's alpha nature roused a fire like an amphora of oil in Danger Lover, so Danger Lover's beta nature was like an amphora of oil on Bull-leaper's troubled waters. So they were in accord and smiled one to the other. Now Bull-leaper had a keen gaze. Such was her vision that she had but to look at a person and she knew them. So it had been when she was first introduced to Danger Lover. She had looked into her heart and known her. Danger Lover had stood under that gaze and been seen. This was what she had journeyed from far away to find, although she had not known it at the time. Following as she had, the path the stars laid out for her, smiling with words of logical persuasion, they delayed the lady's deeper rituals, Further, Bull Leaper would only couple with the lady at the prescribed time, after the rite of the white bull in the autumn, when the queen of nature turns the year. Bull Leaper would lie curled with her head in the lap of Danger Lover, long hours after the turning of the year. For it was her greatest delight to leap over the white bull. It was her greatest distress, that which the lady decreed must follow after. Now in that year, Bull Leaper studied the tales that travelers brought of the earth's rumbling. She and Danger Lover traveled by Danger Lover's ship with red sails to Atlantis. In that place of fabled spires, the people spoke of the goddess who lives in the volcano. She was hurling stones at the goddess of the sea. They were in disagreement. Bull Leaper studied the sea maps. She studied in the great libraries of Atlantis, the waves cast up by such arguments in the past. She gave warning to the Queen of Spires. The Queen of Spires shook her head and smiled as if Bull Leaper were a child. Bull Leaper looked at the birds that nested in the spires, to the green bee-eaters. They were restless in their flight. She and Danger Lover raced the wind on their way home. They went to the Queen of the Labyrinth to report on what they had found. Bull Leaper said, "There is an argument between the Queen of the Sea and the goddess who lives in the volcano in Atlantis. Danger Lover and I saw it. When the gods argue, people must take warning. We should fortify the sea walls with what loose stone and earth there is to hand against the oncoming wave that will come of that disagreement. The people should withdraw to the interior of the island." The lady said, "The Bull Leaper is no soothsayer. The earth shakes because the goddess beneath, who all dread, is displeased." The earth rumbled as she spoke, and it was agreed by the council it must be so. She said, "We must carry out the rite of the white bull, but it must end with a deeper ritual." She raised her right hand, the one painted red and black, so that all would know what she meant. Bull Leaper said, "But it is not the season for the rite of the white bull." Danger Lover said, There is no need for a deeper ritual." But the lady stood firm. The Queen of the Labyrinth, for all that the Bull Leaper was her younger sister, and she was most tender of her well-being, was helpless in the face of the rumbles of the earth. She was helpless in the face of the lady. The ritual of the white bull was arranged, although the Queen of the Labyrinth also caused the seawall to be fortified. She caused as many as she could to withdraw away from the coast. Now the lady, she commanded that the ritual take place on the shore, where the waves lapped the sand. She commanded this take place beyond the seawall. "This is how you will see that the goddess of the sea is nothing compared to what lies beneath." Bull Leaper prepared with a heavy heart. Danger Lover rubbed olive oil into her skin. She pressed her lips to Bull Leaper's heart. She listened to the beating of the Bull Leaper's heart. For in no way could she prevent what was to occur. Bull Leaper said, "There is a woman from the far-off land where you come from, who needs someone to read her stars. You should seek her out, and not watch the rite that will occur beyond the sea walls." This was a lie, and they both knew it. Still, Danger Lover promised to see the woman who did not exist, and read her stars. Now the white bull was led to the beach with its long wicked horns. Bull Leaper ran at the bull. She gripped the bull by his long horns and leapt over him. Her sleek bronze body tumbled over his back. She did this again and again. The earth rumbled beneath their feet. But Bull Leaper did not stumble. She did not falter. She twisted and turned over the bull with sure steps. The lady laughed in anticipation. When the white bull was weary, she stepped forward with her labyrinths and made the deep cut. When the sand of the beach was wet with blood, she made to grapple with Bull Leaper. She would have raised her labyrinths to make the second deep cut. From the wall, Bull Leaper heard Danger Lover call out, "Look to the sea!" Bull Leaper twisted out of the lady's arms. She did not look back. She ran straight up the seawall as if it was a flat surface. She ran straight to where Danger Lover reached down with her hand and pulled her up over the wall. The lady turned to the sea. She saw a great wall of green rushing towards her. As it surged over the beach and she was battered against the seawall, she could not tell if Bull Leaper's leap had been true. She knew only that the goddess beneath, who all dread, came and took her by the hand, and it was good. Bull Leaper stood by Danger Lover, and they directed the people away from the wall. They directed the people into the middle of the island. They went toward the temple of the Earthshaker. As they went towards the temple of the Earthshaker, a flock of green bee-eaters, such as nested in the spires of fair Atlantis. They were not seabirds. They would not have crossed the sea without a reason. Bull Leaper knew then what she would find when they sailed next to Atlantis. Fair no more. When the gods argue, people take warning. The end.